You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Yes! Welcome to the RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5 After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Bing is for doing, and tonight's episode was entitled Sugar Ball. Tonight I am with my lovely co-host. Starting over to the far, far left, we have
Cameron Marston.
And
where my people at? Jackie Borowski.
And we are joined by special guest, original co-host, host extraordinaire of RuPaul's Drag Race After Show and AfterBuzz TV, Mr.
Kenny Harrison.
You kinda,
thank you.
You sounded like Cameron Marston.
Where my people at?
Where my people at?
So, this episode started off like it always does with Coco going home. And someone mentioned that, like, Coco was only there to settle the whole dispute between her and Alyssa.
She didn't even know she was there. How can she? I don't know.
That's stupid. The thing I did find interesting was that I think Coco was concentrating so much on the Alyssa situation that I felt like it did kind of get in the way of her competition and her competing.
I feel like that happened to Alyssa too, though.
I'm just glad they're both gone. I actually liked Alyssa. I was actually hoping she would be in the top three, but I'm okay with both of them.
Well, I think we all found her entertaining.
Yeah. I think she
Coco got annoying for me, though.
Ugh. Alyssa was the, I'm not a, you know, she was on that train. Mm-hmm. I mean, she did it, I guess, as best as she could, but she was on the I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this train.
Obviously worked for her, Jackie, right? Show, something, spinoff.
Yeah, she's getting a spinoff show.
Yeah.
News and gossip.
Oh.
News and gossip.
I see. Rumor, but go ahead.
Oh, no. We'll discuss that in a minute. Ooh. So now we have left Relaska Talks and Jinx.
Wait, what did Rolodex? That's what Michelle called them.
The Rolodex.
I like that.
Rolodex. So, this mini challenge, because everyone loves puppets. Everybody loves puppets.
Okay, let me just say, they should have had the puppets
earlier.
No, throughout the whole thing. I would have liked to see Sugar Ball puppets.
No, I think I got enough of the puppets in the mini challenge. I think it was cute, but I think if they had carried it on, that would have been a bit much.
I can never get enough of puppets.
Well, if they're done correctly. Well, then you must love the commercials that they put in between with the puppets.
I don't really like those commercials just because they keep replaying them. If they had new and interesting commercials.
Well, now they have the Bad Idea Bears.
I have not seen that one.
That's pretty funny, I think.
Those are so awkward. They're so awkward. But anyway, what wasn't awkward was the mini challenge Bitch Fest. And sorry, AfterBuzz, but that's the name of the challenge. The mini challenge was called Bitch Fest, where the girls got to reach in deep into a hole and pull out a puppet with one of the other girls' names on it. And they had to depict that girl with the puppet.
Sickening. Alaska was like, it's too high.
It was so good.
I thought the funniest one was Alaska.
She was the funniest one.
And the whole, like, oh, I got my rip off, and oh, I got 2 wins.
Yeah.
And, like, with Roxy, I thought Alaska did a really good job.
She did
but
a bang
this
up
goes
job.
Back. This goes back to what they were saying in the comedy challenge, where there's a way to be funny where you're kind of poking fun at somebody without like digging a knife in their back. And mm-hmm. Alaska managed to walk that line where, yeah, she was poking fun at Roxy, but she wasn't slaying her to the ground, and right. so it was funny.
She wasn't trying to draw blood.
It wasn't right. jabs. They were just jokes and being funny and pointing out stuff that many people are already aware of, but that it wasn't personal. It's something, you know, that's obviously an observation that, you know, people can kind of laugh at. Speaking of jabbing and not being so funny, what do we think of Roxy's portrayal of Jinx?
I'm over her. I actually liked her in the beginning. Now she's annoying.
Far from over her.
She's become the Fifi of the season.
Do you think so?
Do
you think that
she's annoying?
Do you think in this episode she came across as more of a bully?
Yep.
Totally.
See, for me, I didn't think she was saying anything that she hasn't really been saying leading up to
correct
this episode.
But we also talk about, I was talking about this when Jackie and I commented a lot today on YouTube.
More like defended themselves?
She's those are things that she said from the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And again, we all talk about editing and how things arc or whatever they're going to do. And I think she got painted as a bully. But she was a bully. To the point where she even apologized today on Twitter.
She did.
Jinx took the apology and said, I love you, girl. It's all good. But she was a bully.
But for me, I kind of feel like this. And this goes back to what I said last week, was that I think all of a sudden, when the girls first saw Jinx walk in, they counted her out. Mm-hmm. They were like, she's going to be gone within the first couple of episodes. Here we are now in the top four, and Jinx is still there. And they have so far... The judges have liked what Jinx is doing, and the other girls just don't get it, don't understand why she's kind of sliding through. So do you think that it's just reached a point where they are just annoyed that she's kind of just sliding through and mm-hmm. coasting through?
And they're bashing her. They're reaching a straw.
Yeah, and I think for me, the whole Roxy thing, she doesn't give real reason why she doesn't like Jinx. She doesn't like her based on the fact that her drag is different.
Yeah.
And it's not like, well, you don't do this and you don't do that. You're skated by on comedy. Yeah, a lot of the challenges were comedy challenges. So, I mean, it just so happens, call it luck. I don't think it's luck. I think she actually succeeded in a lot of the challenges. And I think Roxy is just intimidated by her.
I think that's what it is in this front of the competition.
She said that on her Facebook. When she posted her apology, she said, I acknowledge that I was feeling intimidated, and that's why I lashed out the way I did. Mm-hmm. I had a talk with Cam today about this too. I also think this is another thing that the producers wanted to hype up and poke with a hot poker. Mm-hmm. Because it seemed to be like, yeah, she had been throwing these comments around up until this point that, you know, Jinx shouldn't be there, blah, blah, blah. But she just, like, freaked out. And I was like, I don't understand where this is coming from. And especially after last week when we talked with Izzy, and he was like, they all seem to be friends offset. I just really don't understand where, for me, this went from, like, kind of mild irritation or, like a little bit feeling intimidated to, like, just cray-cray. And I'm like, I don't understand. It went zero to cray-cray.
For some reason, because I think... I read the apology and the acknowledgement before I watched the episode.
Oh.
Very backwards, very untucked. Untucked than the episode, Jackie.
Well, now I watch it all right, according to you guys.
Right. But I was like, okay, and I guess I was expecting there to be like
something big.
Yeah,
huge.
Something there to be more, like her really going in, her really ripping her and things like that.
She really did rip her in
Untucked. I think it was just the repetitiveness,
yeah.
especially in Untucked, because when the two girls were, or the four were split, all you hear is Roxy just
and
dogging.
Yeah.
I've had it. She needs to go home. No, yeah. I've had it.
I've had her.
Then they get together and it's more like, you know, I still don't like you, but this is how it is. Oh, and I love you now. It's like, it was so weird.
It was
to me.
Weird.
It was like
come
manic.
On. It was weird.
And I just want to comment on the Untucked. I'm kind of over it because they'll say one thing and then the camera will pan to each girl. And then they all say the same thing, the same shot again. And it's just so, like, give me something else. Like, I think they're running out of material.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, it's like, it's so...
Untucked isn't like how it used to be where
right.
I would look forward to watching Untucked because there was more drama backstage than on stage.
And I think it was more, what do you call it? natural.
Impromptu.
Yeah. And as opposed to now, I think it's staged.
Yeah.
Oh, let's put Cameron and Jackie in Run Room because they hate each other. You know, it's like, come on.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, and give them alcohol too.
So, speaking of Jinx, you know, do we think that Jinx is a mess or that she's actually very creative and innovative?
This week she was a mess. I mean, that candy outfit with the antlers.
She's very creative and innovative, but, like, she's a lot of the times, you know, she puts her all into something, and sometimes that kind of commitment will work out really well, and it has up until this point worked out really well, and this time she committed herself to something that was not so good. Plus, we kind of saw how the narcolepsy was affecting her, and she was like all kinds of, I don't know what was going on.
Well, I think with that, she was, imagine trying to get something accomplished and you're trying to fight your sleep, you know.
College.
Not me. When I was ready to go to bed, I was like, bump an all-nighter. Good night. I don't have time for that. But she was like, she
might have time for that.
She knew that she had a lot of work to do. She knew that, you know, she's in the top. Well, trying to be in the top. And she couldn't. There was no time for her to, like, sleep and let that kick in. So she was trying. So she had, like, a little mini breakdown. Try not to say like so much. So I keep counting in my head how many times I say like.
It's okay. I say it too. I was rewatching it back and I'm like, ooh, I am a valley girl.
It's better than
Yeah, annoys me.
As you say So, other thoughts about
Jinx? I think, Jinx. I thought we were moving on. I like Jinx. After about the halfway point, I think that she could take it all the way.
Yeah. Oh, she...
And she's become one of my favorites, only because I've lost respect for Roxy. I think Alaska is a one-trick pony. Talk about one-trick pony. And Detox, which I actually thought she would be the winner. She just didn't stand out for me, so...
But you say that Alaska is a one-trick pony. Jinx is kind of a one-trick pony, too.
No, I think Jinx is more original.
Yeah.
In what way?
We all know I'm not a fan of Miss Jinx. I don't hate her. I actually think she's the most talented. That means well-rounded for those of you that are Jinx fans and get crazy. She is the most talented of all the girls as far as, for me, well-rounded ideas. But as a drag queen in what we see, the normal for us on a regular everyday basis, maybe that's not her niche. I think she could expand and go far beyond the drag scene because she's talented. She can sing and she's a stage girl.
Yeah.
If she wants to limit herself to the Drag Race, I get it. We make the $100,000 and move on and do what you gotta do. But I don't care if she wins.
But see, we said that about Sharon Needles last season. She won. She does not. When you look at her and her drag, it's not the same.
Yeah,
you
know, I think it's just an unconventional form of drag. Whereas, I mean, Jinx is good at what she does. When I look at Alaska, I'm like, Alaska's funny, but Alaska's wigs are never on right. Mm-hmm. Her dresses are boring. She plays really crappy makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to, at least when Jinx does her makeup, it might be unconventional, but it's very well done in its unconventionalness.
But she takes risks.
To a certain extent, because I can see where Tony is talking about. I mean, at some point, she's almost stuck in a certain era. I mean, come past the 70s.
But aren't they all?
Who?
Roxy. All she does is the same big
Detox
wig.
Detox does the 80s.
Detox does the 80s. They all have their one kind of... And even...
their niches.
Yeah. Even Alaska. She plays it safe. Like, this episode, she played it too safe for me, you know?
I don't think Jinx plays it safe.
I said Alaska. Alaska plays it safe.
You just said they all play it safe.
No, the role Asker talks, they stick to their niche, and then so does Jinx. But I think sometimes Jinx goes outside of the box with the Latino challenge where they dress up on the runway and she came out in the whole what do you call it?
Day of the Dead.
Yeah. It was different. It wasn't, you know, it was a risk and it paid off. And she's had a couple of those on the runway. So
some people didn't consider that drag.
But I mean, the judges enjoyed it, so, and that's all that matters.
But some people don't consider a lot of the things that Sharon Needles said drag. Remember when she came out and she was the mummy and she had all the blood coming out?
Right.
I consider that drag. I don't think we have to have, like, strict, rigid definitions.
But I think that's what it is when you see a drag queen, you put them in a certain category. You put them either in a campy category, dance the house down, under the table boots category, or the fashion girl. And with Jinx, I feel like we put her in campy, but then she'll do something that kind of goes, oh, well, that's a little different. So it's, I feel like sometimes we can't really always put her in campy because she tries different things, unlike, you know, Detox and Roxy and Alaska, who kind of stay in a certain, you know what to expect from them. With Jinx, you sometimes don't know what to expect, but you don't know if that's because she's taking a risk, or maybe is it because she doesn't really know her and where she fits, and so she's like, oh, well, I'll try this because this seems like a good idea at this time. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Am I
out like
on my own?
I like that she takes a risk, and I like that she has, I mean, she got clocked by Roxy for having different abilities. She's like, oh, well, you can sing, you can act, you can dance, you can do all these different things. And she's like, but you don't look pretty enough. Basically, was that was the implication. Mm-hmm. And I'm
or
like,
you can't sew, which I'm like, come on.
Well,
if they had a sewing challenge every time, okay, half of them would even be on the show. So
yeah,
it's just,
I mean, that
sewing, makeup.
Roxy's...
I mean, there, to an extent, you do have to be able to make your own outfit. But, I mean, it's not Project Runway where, you know, if you don't sew very well...
At the very least...
You should have the basics of sewing.
Yes. Or
take sewing out of it. Let's talk about makeup.
Well,
it took her half a season to get even somewhat polished when it comes to...
Who?
But you have to remember, stage makeup, like makeup for that you're doing for a stage, is a lot different than makeup for television. And someone who's so used to doing makeup for a stage is probably going to take a step back and be like, ooh, my makeup on TV looks weird. You know? And some of these girls have done...
I can see that. Yeah.
Some of these girls have done more TV than her.
I agree with that. At the same time, though, when it comes to RuPaul's Drag Race, this is the fifth season. You know what to expect. You know what you need to do. Even if you have only been in this for a few months, you need to have the basics. You need to know your face well enough to do your makeup. You need to at least know how to put an outfit together if you have to sew an outfit. You need to be an entertainer and lip sync. There are just basic stuff that people need in order to go into this competition. And I think that many queens who are out there who are vying for this spot are not going in prepared, and we've seen that this season.
Yeah,
from many of the queens.
I agree with you.
I still love them anyway.
However, I will say that if every single, all 13 contestants have prepared, they've done their research, blah blah blah, I think the show would be so boring. I'd be like, why am I watching it? Because they're all polished.
You're already saying that.
Well, the whole thing is like, it's about
people
growth.
Have strengths and weaknesses.
I'd rather see a drag queen come in with not all the skills and learn and grow.
But not like
is
Serena
not,
Cha-Cha
this
knows
is
you.
Not
no, but you know what,
RuPaul's
though?
RuPaul's Drag Race School for Girls.
But
this is not that show. This is not where you come in to learn. You need to come in with some set skills. You can take things and make and become a better performer, because that's how life is in general. You are put in situations, you learn and you grow, but at the same time,
the
you're not coming to
Here's
expand.
Because I agree with you, but Kenny, you're saying that all the contestants should have the room to grow. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So apply that to every aspect of their lives then. Bullying? You gotta learn.
You can't
be a bully. You can't have it one way and not the other. You can't you just be one-sided. So if you're going to give that to Jinx, you got to give it to Roxy, too. True. This is where she's going to learn not to be a bully. Because what you say in public is going to come back to haunt you.
Well,
she's
going
to learn, too.
Well, that's true.
But you're over
her. I'm saying as far as the competition, being a bully...
That's part of the competition.
I don't think bully isn't a part of the competition.
Kenny, you and I play sports together.
This is different.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
y'all play
this
sports?
This is different.
How?
This is like bullying for a competition, like being cutthroat. Didn't we talk about this last season, though?
Okay, when you compete, Tony knows this. It's the same thing. You get into people's heads. You don't tell them what you're going to do.
That's true, because that's what I did.
Get into people's heads. You're vying for $100,000. You're not vying for friendship.
Why not?
This ain't RuPaul's best friend, right?
But I'm just saying, as far as the competition is concerned, my thing is... Take Jinx, for example. The first couple of, let's say, four episodes, Michelle, I still can't get her name right.
Michelle,
thank you. Clusher, she was like, when are you going to take my advice? When you? And then she finally did it. And then Michelle was like, I love it. And I think Santino kind of came the same way. And I think RuPaul has gotten on that like bandwagon. That's growth. That's Jinx's growth. You're not going to see Roxy grow from this.
RuPaul said the same thing about Roxy on last night's episode, or the night before, sorry.
But did she say it to Roxy's face, or did she say say it in
she
like.
Said it on the
no,
ground.
She said it. She said it during. Are you guys talking about when she had that big Dorito-esque thing?
Yeah.
And then
okay.
RuPaul wasn't feeling it, and so
she changed.
So
she
RuPaul
changed
was talking
it.
To Michelle and saying, "Look, I gave her critique. She took my advice. That's growth."
I'm not saying you say I'm talking about in the sense of the bullying, the whole like bullying issue. I mean, she's bullying now, and then after the show, yeah, she's gonna grow. But I'm saying as far as the competition is concerned, she's not gonna grow from that or grow out of that until the show is over.
I don't agree.
Okay.
Well, speaking of growth, help our numbers grow on iTunes by downloading our podcast or giving us 5 stars. Make sure you rate, comment, share, listen to us on iTunes, AfterBuzz TV, RuPaul's Drag Race, and let us know what you think.
If you say something nice about Tony, he'll respond, and that's the only time he'll respond. I was noticing that. Tony, you're hot. Oh, thanks.
I do. Tony's looking extra cute today. Thank you.
Speaking of when they were in Untucked, when it was Roxy and Detox just like ripping, they were just bashing on Jinx. It reminded me of Raja and Delta Work.
Oh, when they were talking about Untucked. Yeah.
Because, and I said that on YouTube today. Don't get it twisted. I loved Raja, but Raja was a bully too. She just knew how to bury it. The right way.
Yeah, she never did it to them in the workroom or any other where.
She did it not
anywhere. Any other where.
She did it to Shangela, but only when Shangela came for her first. Right. You know what I mean? Roxy is just blatantly saying, "I don't like you, and I'm going
to
bully you."
That's
just
where
straight
I think,
up.
Though, it's contrived to me. Because in a normal situation, most people, and I know Roxy has a bolder personality per se, but usually people only say that those kinds of things in the confessionals. They only say them to their friends. They don't go to someone's face and are like, "You are a blah, blah, blah." You know, it just seems so weird and staged. It's like producers are egging them on to be like, "Okay, now you have to go say it to her face." You know?
Right. Well, even before, like, and going along with what you said, in the Untucked, the commercial right before the end, they made it seem like when she said, "Oh, how do you feel about being in the final?"
Oh.
And it made it look like she was talking about just the three of them, and she was actually referring to everyone as a group. Yeah.
Those
so
are the most messed up cuts ever. Every time I watch that, I'm like, what?
So we can talk about the dresses.
Yes. So in the mini challenge, which was okay, Alaska ended up being the winner, which is really the only person that we liked and enjoyed.
You mean the mini challenge?
The mini challenge.
The puppets. Puppets.
Mini challenge. Mini challenge.
Although, if you watch the extended cuts on Logo, thanks to whoever keeps telling me that there are extended cuts, and I'm really not very computer savvy, so I'm like, I don't know, where are they? And then I figured it out. Jinx's impression of Detox, the full impression, actually sounds like Detox when you watch it. She does her voice.
That's it. I've done. I've had it. And I was like, that sounded.
It did sound like Detox. Her.
Yeah, it did. So she did a good job with that. Going into the main challenge, this is one of those challenges where they had a lot to do. They had the Sugar Ball, where they had to have 3 different looks, the Super Duper Sweet 16. They also had to have the Sugar Mama Executive Realness and Candy Couture. And they had to perform. That was the twist.
Who sings the Sugar Baby song? It was very amusing to me.
It was.
But I was surprised that it wasn't RuPaul singing it.
Right. Well, first off, the surprising thing to me was having Alaska choreograph the
That was awesome.
Performance.
Well, she won the mini challenge. So.
Well, I bet that was one challenge she wished she didn't win. But do you really think Alaska even really choreographed? Because I felt like she stood there like this the whole entire time.
Didn't.
And the other girls were like, "Well, where are we supposed to be? Do you want us here? Okay, that works."
They weren't going to let the ship sink.
Right. For the main challenge, we had CSI star Marge Hellenberger. And hope I didn't butcher that.
You did.
What's her name?
Why is Penny clocking you?
What? I'm just.
Is it Marge?
It's Marg.
Marg.
Yeah.
Marg Hellenberger. Sorry, Marg, if you're listening.
Hamburger.
And then designer Bob Mackey, who was the first judge on the first episode of the first season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
This is where another appropriate judge is there. They're doing like couture fashion costumes, and Bob Mackey is there.
Yes.
And really like bizarre costumes, which is what Mackey's
doing. I have a question. Now, for the first two costumes, are they supposed to make them from scratch, or are they allowed to use whatever they had?
I think they were using what they had.
Okay. And then the third one they had to make out of candy.
The which one? The Super Duper Sweet 16?
The first two. And the Sugar Moment.
And the Executive Realness.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Did they ever mention that they had to include candy in all three looks?
No.
I think the only one they had to include candy was...
The last one.
Was the last one. Speaking of the Candy Couture, did you guys feel like their look should have looked like or made with candy that made it look like something that is wearable? Or they just had to make something that included candy?
Well, here's my thing on that question is... Basically, you're given the challenge, and it's up to your interpretation. Yes. That's right. What I got from it. Like, the whole cotton candy, I didn't... With Alaska's dress, I thought it was okay. But it didn't... And I understand what she was going for, but for me, it was like, did she use any candy? Or is it she...
Used candy.
That was cotton candy.
Yeah. So, cotton candy is considered candy.
No. I don't think that was cotton candy.
That's what I think
it was like because
or did she paint cotton?
Pasted because actual candies on there.
She pasted candies, but think about it. I can't remember even if this is the right show, but someone
from a different show that none of you watched.
It might have been a past season of Drag Race where they had to use candy, mm-hmm. and someone used cotton candy. They came back the next day, and it was...
It melted.
Hard, it was melted.
It was hard, yeah. Totally ruined the outfit. And that's what I was thinking when I was watching hers, but then there was a clip where she was just pulling out these, like, white, like, cotton balls things.
Yeah.
And so I think it made it look like it was cotton candy, but it was not the actual cotton candy.
Alaska actually had actual candy at least somewhere on her outfit.
But Roxy had her entire outfit made out of candy.
I can't talk too much about Roxy because I talked too much already about her. That dress was sickening. Sorry.
I thought it was way better than the Dorito chip that she was about to make.
Oh, definitely.
And I felt like in the Candy Couture, well, in this whole challenge, Alaska and Roxy were kind of teeter-tottering between who was going to... They were definitely the top two.
Right.
And I thought in the end that Roxy was actually going to take it. Because looking back over all of the categories, the Sweet 16 mm-hmm. was very Sweet 16 to me, even though one of the judges said that it looked very slutty. But that's really how they dressed
her. That's how Alaska was, too. Somebody mentioned that Alaska's was slutty, too.
Yeah, but she got a good slutty, while Roxy got the bad slutty.
Yeah, that was unfair to me.
I liked it. I thought it was okay.
Who's?
I'm not a fan of Roxy, sorry.
Okay, Alaska. She wore black. Okay, this is where it's... I'm not okay.
Karen is upset.
She wore basically a black pillowcase and then held a cell phone and did her like
Valley
shtick.
Girl.
Yeah. She was graded more on her shtick than she was on the dress. And then she wore the same exact color in her power suit, which the power suit looks great, but it's like, why are you going to do black in one, black in the next?
Mm-hmm.
And
then the cotton candy.
And then the cotton candy. And the dress, I mean, yes, it was the only one that you could actually tell was made out of candy, even though Roxy's was, unless, like, she didn't make it look like candy, which I don't think is a problem. I just think that because you could actually tell that those pieces were candy, they gave it to her, which the dress was falling apart. It was clearly falling apart.
It was falling apart in the workroom, but she held it together for the runway.
No, it looked like it was falling apart on the runway.
If you did, you couldn't notice it. Maybe it was blocked by her
magnifying glass at the screen.
Probably. I was like,
It was probably bobbly.
I just wanted to know in the Candy Couture, bless Jinx's heart. Besides the crushed candy cane pieces, where else was there candy?
There was candy cane.
She had it on the hoop of the dress. That's where the candy was, and then she decided not to do the candy hoop.
Which so I honestly think that was a great decision to edit and take the hoop out, because imagining that hoop along with everything else, I think it was too much. I think this is Jinx's problem. Yes, she seems very creative and takes a risk and things like that, but there is a line where you become too much. And I felt like in this challenge, she was too much. If you wanted to be a candy cane, you could have made that so much simpler yet amazing without being so campy with it. I felt like it was very campy. It was like, oh, here's a trunk, and let's put on a Christmas play. And she was like, I'm going to be a reindeer Christmas candy cane sugar for life.
Well, the whole antlers and the wig and all that from... Everything was just a big old mess.
It was not a great look. And I've praised Jinx for being, you know, interesting and creative and taking risks throughout this competition. But in this particular challenge, I thought it was just too much.
And I think you said it. Like, she's going to fall. And I think they all do. And this was definitely the challenge where she
unraveled.
I think what had to happen, though, is because I think Jinx is going to win, because this is where the edit's going. And I do want Jinx to win. I like Jinx. But I know Cam doesn't. But I feel like she had to have a fall before she goes up. And, you know, and this episode was perfect for that, because they had basically everybody going down the line saying they want to get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the point where it's like she feels like she's the outsider, so now she's given the position to win, which is the same thing that happened to Sharon Needles.
And this is why I actually like Alaska now better, is because her reasoning for wanting Jinx to go home was, for me, the honesty.
Real,
like,
honest,
like,
reasoning.
Genuine. Like, as opposed to Detox and Roxy, we just don't like her. Alaska owned up to it. She said,
you're a competition. Threat. You're a competition now. When in the beginning, we didn't think you were, and you've been really knocking it out of the box.
Scored
and now,
points for Alaska in my book.
I like her. I just don't think she's a drag queen. Although I did like her Power Girl wig. It looked good.
I've seen the essay about Jinx, but you're going to get away with that, and I'm okay with it.
I've had it.
I've had what?
Officially.
Officially. I did like Alaska's powerhouse Sugar Mama look. I thought it was, and I thought she played into it really well.
For me, of all season, of the whole season.
Yeah,
it
for
really,
the whole entire
the
season.
The hair was all right.
Yeah.
It really reminded me of like an Annie Lennox.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she stepped out, I was like, that looks like Annie Lennox running a construction company.
Jinx's was more like Miss Geist.
First off, Jinx, I felt like Jinx missed the mark this whole challenge. Like, each time she came out, I was like, wrong. That's not the super duper sweet 16 look, which she was like the 70s flower child. I was like, no sweet 16 girl is going to wear that or look like that in any time period. I don't even think Sunflower back in the 70s looked like that for her sweet 16. That's just my opinion. She didn't look right for the Candy Couture. That was just way too much. And then for the Sugar Mama, she didn't look like a Sugar Mama. She looked like the secretary that nobody wants to touch, look at, or even interact with.
Mrs. Trelawney from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So in short, she failed at this challenge miserably.
Thank you.
Can we talk about Detox?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything was 80s, and it cracked me up because the judges clocked her for looking 80s. Rue was wearing an 80s dress. Mm-hmm. And
let's talk about that dress, too.
And Michelle was wearing an 80s outfit.
First she always does.
And I don't then even, they clock her for looking 80s. It's like,
I don't even know what Michelle had on. Like,
She didn't. The
waterfall crimp hair with the really big bustier. It was like rocker meets street hooker.
I liked it, though. I like rockers meeting street hookers.
I just wanted to say,
but I like the 80s.
RuPaul, her dress. I think you caught it when I said it.
The bow.
It wasn't a bow, I get it. But the bottom that looked like a bow, and I'm sorry, I didn't like that dress at all.
I liked the
her
pattern.
Hair was cute.
I like the pattern. The dress.
More not about, flattering. We're still on Detox, the whole 80s look.
Nah.
I feel like her Candy Couture was a miss.
A huge miss.
Like
it didn't look like candy.
Yeah, it was just like a dress with some...
It was highlighter couture.
News.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who said it? Santino? When she has to make her own... Like, when she's brought her stuff and assembled it looks good. But when she had to make her own, it wasn't that great.
Because the Sugar Mama look was very powerful. I like that.
I like them both. I like the 80s.
I wasn't quite sure about the hair, though.
I love the hair.
I like it, but I don't know if it...
It was how I feel Alaska's trying to do her hair and missing it.
Maybe. Can I just say, I loved Roxy's Sugar Mama look. She looked like a complete Joan Crawford in the
she should have won.
Boardroom.
She should have won. I don't think that she should have been clocked for not having it look like candy, because she... looked the best. She really did.
Who were we talking about?
Roxy.
Well, yeah, Bob Mackie said she's the only one who actually incorporated candy in every one of her outfits, because the second one, which is your executive power mom,
she had the gummy bears.
Yeah, and her titties.
Yeah. I honestly thought if there was that Roxy should have won.
I do, too.
And that licorice, that was everything. It was everything. And it was completely
made out of
candy.
We're looking at the monitor if we're...
And I know, yeah, sorry. We're looking at the monitor. Because she looks gorgeous. She's captivating.
Yeah.
And I know we have people that are clocking her for saying, you know, Jinx can't sew, and then she makes a dress that's not a sewing dress. But it really, like, to super glue all that stuff, and I know it's not sewing, but it takes a lot of, like, time and patience.
And sleep.
But that comes a lot, I mean, if you know, I mean, most queens that are actually pageant queens, you become very crafty.
Yeah.
You know? And just to correct, because I didn't really go back and look at our episode, but Roxy actually didn't win Miss Continental. She won Miss Continental Plus, which is not the same thing.
It's the big girls.
Big girl.
Yeah. What did you guys think about the Sour Patch question of who should go home and everyone?
That was again,
the setup for Jinx's win.
Yeah.
You know what I was surprised about this season? No one came back.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not surprised because they've done it twice before. They don't need to do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
What if they bring someone back
for the final?
For the final.
Ooh, that would be the shade of it all. So for someone to like come in at the end.
Yes.
That would be shade.
And I think that's why it's a little unfair because then one season they brought back somebody who got kicked off weeks ago.
Yeah.
Prior. Yeah,
they brought back Kenya Michaels. She got
that's who it was.
Yeah.
But
and then they get kicked off right at the same episode. What does that mean?
I always that's what I always feel like. I kind of like the smell. I always feel like it's a setup when they bring someone back because I feel like you're just saying we need one more episode and we don't want to get rid of these girls. We're going to bring you back because we know you're going to go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we need more scandalousness.
I will also point out. In the performance, sorry, we're watching the monitors as it's happening. Their makeup looked amazing for the Sugar Ball performance.
Yeah,
they all looked really great,
and they were all that was actually one of the best performances.
The group performances
I've seen. Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Sometimes simple is better.
Yeah,
less is more.
So in the end, we had Alaska winning the challenge. And in the bottom two, we had Detox and Jinx. I thought the lip sync, I'm sure we were all hoping for Detox.
No, but I wasn't hoping for Detox.
But I think Jinx really...
I was hoping Alaska would accidentally go home.
Would accidentally go home? After she won?
Oh, please. Jinx lip syncs her ass off.
Okay,
she
so here's here's a question I'm going to throw out to you guys. Do you think the four that are left... Do you think they picked the song based on who's left in the competition?
Yes. This is how I feel. That song, everything has kind of been like a top 40, you know, hit, something that we all know about. Never heard the song before. It's not, and it sounded like something that a campy drag queen would perform anyway.
It's also in another language.
I almost feel like it was set up so that Jinx could continue because we knew that Jinx was going to pull out her shtick.
What do you got to say, Kenny?
Imagine, okay, let's just say, for instance, Alaska and Roxy. We're in the bottom two. That song would have been suitable for both of them as well. I think the song was specifically picked to see which one was going to be a little bit better. I think had they given them like an Aretha Franklin song or something different, it would have made it more interesting.
I think they should have picked a different song because that was a camp queen song, and I think this is
where the producers are like, we are in, it's like Hunger Games. They're in total control of everything that's going on.
But in the same token, Detox could have murdered that song. If Detox was the Detox that I have seen and known of, she should have been a whole lot. She could have been right there with
Jinx. I was disappointed because I love Detox.
Or, here's the thing, because when I saw it, the camera was on Jinx the entire time.
Yeah.
And so I can't really say. Maybe she did turn it out.
I will say that Detox, though, after a while, that Josh Shimmy thing is tired and played out.
Yes.
Here's the thing. So she was doing her Josh Shimmy thing, and they cut to Michelle Visage. Michelle Visage.
That eyebrow.
No.
What happened was it got to like some like mouthy part, and like any queen would do, so that you know, I know this part. They point to their mouth, and Detox's mouth is. Mm-hmm. And she pointed to it, and they cut to Michelle going.
But there were, it wasn't like there were words. It was just
yeah.
You know. So I mean,
but again,
Jinx, I will say though, even though it was set up for Jinx, she killed it.
Yeah,
she killed it. It was so amusing to watch.
But I feel like if I feel like if Roxy was in it, I don't know if Roxy would know what to do with that song.
No.
I feel like
if Alaska
was in it, Alaska would have known what to do with that song. Yeah. And we all saw what Detox did.
I think Roxy would have known. She would have did something with it.
It's such a campy song. It's one of those ones
kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you really have to be a little bit kooky in order to perform it. Detox is kooky.
Yeah, and she could have really
stepped it up, but Jinx had it. Jinx was in the pocket.
Well, and this comes
time.
Back to what we talked about earlier. I mean, even though Detox may be seasoned, she doesn't let it show. I think Jinx got into all of their heads. They all started to realize that's why they were bashing her. Mm-hmm. That she is true competition. She is talented. She may not be a queen in their eyes, but she's talented, and they don't want to go home because that's $100,000
compared to crumpled up dollar bills at Mickey's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So
ain't nothing wrong with crumpled up dollars from Mickey's. Because I get
well,
a few
just
of
watch
those.
Out for meningitis.
Ooh, I do the check all the time.
Oh wow,
I do. I'm always right, just to make sure. So in the end, Jinx won, and now we have in the top three Jinx, Alaska, and Roxy.
Jump back real quick. I just wanted to say, of all of us, well, Ken, you weren't here, but I did call two of those finalists. Just
I
saying.
Think we all.
No, you didn't. I went back and watched it. I called Alaska and Roxy. You called out Lanesha.
Oh,
Detox,
that was all about Lanesha.
And Roxy. And she called out...
I said Roxy.
Detox, Roxy, and you called out Ivy Winters.
That was so long ago, though.
Oh, Detox, sorry.
That was so long ago, though.
Like Tony said, I just want to make sure I called out.
Get your life. All right,
I did, apparently.
And now let's move on to a little bit of news and gossip. So as we mentioned earlier, there has been some news that Miss Alyssa Edwards might be getting a spinoff, as she was escorted by the one and only RuPaul for the MTV Movie Awards.
Wait, was she escorted or being escorted by?
Whichever.
Was it Movie Awards or New Now Next Awards?
It was the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh. She had an appearance at the New Now Next Awards. And then on Sunday, her and RuPaul were at the MTV Movie Awards, where apparently RuPaul tweeted RuPaul is the executive producer of Alyssa's new spinoff show.
And they were in West Hollywood as well.
Didn't I call it? Mm-hmm. I called it. I said she would have a great show, and now I want a kickback.
You can get a high five. Get a high five. She does work for a lawyer, so she should.
My question is,
my lawyer will call you.
What would her spinoff show be?
Who knows?
Will it be about her dance company?
Her posing in front of a mirror.
Dance queens.
If they follow my idea, it's her coaching people to be pageant queens. If they follow my idea, I want to kick back.
And how to lose your crown and
fight with Coco.
Sorry. Interesting. And now on to predictions.
Oh, that's all the news?
That's it. Did anybody else have something?
Nope. Now, you're after Buzz TV.
So now that we are in the top three.
That went on for a while. Or you just didn't talk over it?
I didn't talk over it.
Ah.
Let's do rankings. Who's going to win? Who's going to be first runner-up? Who's going to be second?
Do they do that? I thought it was just winner.
Well, I mean, they usually vote you off in a certain order.
Well, not last year. They didn't do that
last year they didn't. But usually. But for here at AfterBuzz TV, for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5, and because I just want to know, Cameron Marston?
I will pick Roxy, Jinx, Alaska.
Roxy being number one.
Jackie?
Jinx, Roxy, Detox.
Oh, you brought Detox back?
She's coming back in a big box.
I'm going to do Jinx, Alaska, Roxy.
I'm going to do Roxy as the winner, Jinx, then Alaska.
Oh, hey. Hey, sis.
Did anyone else notice that when Alaska was holding the Michelle Visage puppet, she was holding her boob the entire time?
Did you notice that the puppet had huge boobs?
Yeah.
Yes.
That puppet was all boobs.
All boobs. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another wonderful AfterBuzz TV after show for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5. Guys, let them know where they can find you, starting with...
Tomakava777.
At 123Jackie_B.
Wherever Jackie is, you'll find me.
And you can find me on all platforms, including Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under Lounging with Tony, or on my website, loungingwithtony.com. You can also find me here again at AfterBuzz TV for Dance Moms on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will see you next Wednesday for another Dragalicious After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm sorry. What was that?
From Bing.com,
everywhere.
Executive producer Gina Nunes, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.